The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black watching the expansion of commercial space into low Earth orbit and beyond. Now he's giving us metrics that help us understand how far we've come. Annual launch record exceeding. Bob, this is a big number. What does it mean? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yes, the launches continue, but over the weekend, there have been more launches since then. But over the weekend, we had two American launches, and those two launches brought the total number of global launches worldwide to over 300 plus. And you have to understand, put some perspective on this. Until till 2020, the whole world struggled to maybe make 100 launches in a year successfully. That was at their best. And most of those 100-year launch years were when the Soviet Union existed, and it put up a lot of quick reconnaissance satellites that really didn't do a very good job, but it was a jobs program, so they kept doing it. When the Soviet Union fell, they stopped doing that. And pretty much through the 90s, through the aughts, and even through the teens, to get 100 launches in a year was very difficult. So to get 300 launches this year, and this has been a ramp-up that's been going on since SpaceX and China became very big in space. This is just telling us that there's a renaissance going on here. Most of this improvement has to do with private enterprise. When things were not going well, everything was owned or controlled by government monopolies, which limited risk, created creativity, and kept the cost high. Now all the rockets are owned and controlled by private companies who are incentivized by competition to lower costs and innovate. Even the Chinese, communist Chinese, have copied this concept by having multiple pseudo-companies under tight government supervision competing for the same ends. So this is all just a symbol of demonstration of the power of freedom, John, and capitalism. And it's a great thing, absolutely a great thing.
You've got to explain something to me. ULA is launching LEO for Amazon. Ariana 6 is launching LEO for Amazon. Why? These are not reusable boosters. What are they doing?
All right. So Amazon had signed up a bunch of companies to do the launches. This is several years ago. It signed ULA to do 42 launches. It signed Ariana 6, Ariana Space with its Ariana 6 rocket to do 18 launches, and Blue Origin with its New Glenn rocket to do 27. It got sued by stockholders and said, why don't you sign SpaceX? They're cheaper and they can do it quicker. None of those other rockets have launched yet. So they then signed SpaceX to do three launches, which SpaceX has done. But the rest of the launches are still going to come from these three companies. So this week, among the many launches that are going on, ULA launched another 27 LEO satellites. This used to be Kuiper, using its Atlas V rocket. They now have about 181 satellites in orbit. They have to get 1,600 up by July to meet the FCC license obligations. I think that if they get another 200 or 300 up, the FCC will look the other way and say, well, you're doing due diligence. You're actually doing it. Meanwhile, Amazon's Ariana 6, it hasn't launched any LEOs yet, but it is now shipping the components of the first Ariana 6 rocket that will launch 32 LEO satellites early next year. What's interesting about that launch is it will be the first time the Ariana 6 will launch at its biggest configuration with the most thrust and the most stability and the most strap-on boosters. And they hope to do that at the beginning of the first year. Both ULA and Amazon are really pushing hard next year to ramp up their launches for Amazon's LEO. Blue Origin, we'll have to wait and see. They have been accelerating their speed. But when you go at an inch every 5 years, going to 2 inches every 5 years is not particularly fast. We'll have to see how they play out.
Why are they spending more money on boosters than they need to? Why are they doing that?
Well, I think it has to do with Jeff Bezos not wanting to give money to SpaceX. Simple as that. He didn't want to help his competitor. Simple as that, John.
That doesn't explain ULA, does it?
But it does. Amazon is sending the launch contracts to every company but SpaceX, and ULA is one of them. So is New Blue Origin.
He's got stockholders too, and they're saying, "Why are you doing this?"
That's right. They did. And that's why that's why Amazon did sign a 3-launch contract with SpaceX, because they had to prove that they weren't being biased. Of course, they are.
But now I've got what I wanted. That demonstrates that these are all losers.
They might not lose, though, John. I agree with you, though, that this is not good. This is not good due diligence by a corporation.
Yes, you can cross the continent on the Union Pacific Railroad, or you can take a stagecoach. Your choice. Okay. SpaceX IPO, when?
All right, so we don't know exactly when, but the SpaceX's chief financial officer, Brett Johnson, has confirmed that they are considering doing a public stock offering sometime in 2026, but they have not decided anything yet. He stated the reason to do so would be to raise enough funds to, quote, ramp Starship up to a insane flight rate, deploy AI data centers in space, build Moonbase Alpha, and send uncrewed and crewed missions to Mars. This tells you what the American space program wants to do, because that's what SpaceX is. It ain't NASA. It is SpaceX. And so what they hope to do, if they do this IPO, is to not only launch Starship regularly like an airplane, but build a base on the moon and go to Mars at the same time while building AI data centers in space.
Yes, he can do it. Fine. I saw an argument the other day that made a great deal of sense about all of his whack job companies. They all add up to Mars. The Boring Company, you're going to live underground.
That's right.
Fine. It makes sense.
Tesla, you have electric vehicles. Absolutely.
For battery power.
Right.
And the SpaceX, we know. And right now there's new evidence that they found building material on Mars just laying around, and you've been reporting it for years. The ice. They think they can turn the ice into habitats. Yeah. All of this is for Mars and Musk before he dies. That's what it's all for. It's a dream, Bob, but I'm for it. They're going to overpay the IPO. That's going to be a news item. Okay.
Yeah, I should point out, too, in this context, I posted a link on Behind the Black to an update at the construction of Boca Chica. And not only is SpaceX getting those launch pads ready for the next test flight, but they're building the whole infrastructure with the idea of being able to launch Starship like an airplane on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So that is definitely happening, John, without question.
China satellite misses Starlink satellite. What happened?
All right. So China has been launching a bunch of stuff, all these launches going on. One of their launches last week put up 8 SmallSat satellites. It appears that one of those satellites came within 200 meters of a Starlink satellite. And SpaceX officials noted this and said China should coordinate more with them. China said, well, we thought we had, but we'll do better next time. This is maybe a case that there's so many things up in orbit. It could just simply be that China was sloppy. It could be China purposely didn't pay attention. It could be SpaceX didn't provide them enough information. Either way, they all have to better do a better job, because there are going to be a lot of satellites up there in space.
I can make a choice. It's B, China is sloppy. These are the people who drop boosters. Bob, this is a fake country. I have reason to believe that a number of people know this. Everything it does, it steals and then fakes. All right, fine. Someday, no, people will shrug. Russian launch pad, and they're down for some time. This was a Soyuz launch, as I recall. What happened?
All right, so Russia had a launch. a movable platform they used for accessing the rocket was moved out of the way as it was supposed to, but it wasn't secured. And then after the launch, it crashed. It crashed into the flame trench below. Basically, they have no way to launch any of their Progress and Soyuz capsules to ISS right now. Well, we've gotten a report that it appears they tried to move that platform back five times, but it wouldn't lock into place. And officials then told them, okay, put it back there. Don't lock it. We're going to launch anyway, because we've got 3,000 paid tourists who came to watch the launch and big officials who want to see it. And so they did the launch. They lost the launch pad. This is really sloppy, John, to put it mildly.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Russia, though, does say that they are going to have a new platform put in place by April or maybe even as early as February. We'll have to wait and see about that.
Yeah, John. What year is that? Software and Russia delay.
This is another Russian issue. Yeah. A Proton rocket they were going to launch. They don't have many Protons left, but they were going to launch one middle of December. They've now had to return it to the assembly building because it has a software problem. They don't know when they'll launch that, John. It's typical of Russia.
All right. Now, Bob, I've learned this from you over the years. There's scrutiny of the launch facilities and the actual booster. There's close scrutiny that slows things down. You can slow it down by being really, really cautious. There's haste and sloppiness that speeds things up. That would be Russia. And then there's just right, SpaceX in between. Have I got it right?
That's about right, John, yes.
So what?
Right, you know, NASA tends to be either too cautious or too sloppy. Orion is an example of too sloppy. Or you could be SpaceX, where you push hard, but you don't take stupid risks.
We never would have known this without SpaceX. We couldn't.
I knew it. I was reporting on this for years. But yes, SpaceX makes it eminently obvious.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black Hole going, exploring, and we've got some concerns about a slowdown in information from Mars, which is Musk's object of desire. This is CBS Eye on the World, Behind the Black with Bob Zimmerman. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.